This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Thursday. Honey, we got a wonderful topic today.
We do. And yeah. I don't know where you guys are, but our weather is absolutely gorgeous.
It is. It's nice.
So, stepping out in faith is what moves God to give us the success that we seek.
That's right.
This year in this new beginning. And that's what this is all about. It's about stepping out in faith. Yeah. Everybody wants to be successful, honey.
That's right.
Everybody. But it's that faith in God where true success comes, and He's the one that gives it to us.
That's right. And Noah, you know, in the beginning of the Bible, I mean, of course, it talks about Noah and his family and the great flood. And there's a statement here. There was over and over in Genesis 6. It talks about Noah and how he reacted to what God wanted him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And in Genesis 6:22, it says, "So Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded him." Exactly.
Right.
You know, he was stepping out in faith, but he did it. He prayed about it. You know, God told him what to do, and he did it. You know, he didn't say, "Nah."
Build a what that we've never even seen rain before. What are you talking about?
What is
about?
A boat? You know what I mean? What is rain? You know?
Made absolutely no sense. But see, that's the beauty of this story. He did it anyway. God's ways are not our ways. He doesn't think like the world thinks. He doesn't do things the world does. And we just scratch our head and go, "Really? That's where faith comes in. Really?"
Yeah.
That's what he did.
That's right. You know, and God was really the principles of obedience to God. Consistency and patience were taught to Noah's sons and his wife.
Well, when they watched their dad, he was 600 years old.
I know. I know. You know, as the story goes, when judgment came upon the world and the flood came, Noah and his family and their wives were saved.
Because of what? One man's obedience.
That's right.
We think so much of the time that someone else's actions don't affect us. Oh, yes, they do.
That's right, they do. You know, and Noah did step out in faith because he did everything God told him to do. You know, and people around that time when he was building this boat for many, many years, I'm sure they were seeing it built going, "Are you nuts? What is this? The Lord said it's going to flood a flood. What's a flood?"
Mm-hmm.
"A lot of rain." "What's rain?"
Mm-hmm.
You know? "You know what? I don't have time for you right now. God told me to build this. I'm doing it."
And, you know, Noah had a drinking problem.
Yes, he did.
So I'm sure that didn't help. Sure, yeah. That made things worse when he was having to deal not only with the pressure of getting this done, but having all these people question him.
Yeah, like, you know, why would God use you? You know what I mean?
But see, that's the beauty about God.
Yeah.
He knows our heart. And Noah had a drinking problem, but God still used him.
Yeah, he doesn't choose the ones that are equipped. He equips the ones he chooses.
That's right.
You know, he chose Noah.
He had a problem.
He equipped Noah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the great men and women of the Bible had a problem. We all have problems.
Mm-hmm.
We all have hang-ups. And God's choosing you to do great things for him.
He knows that who has the faith and who doesn't.
That's right.
And that's what Noah had. He had faith. Did God want him to stop drinking? Of course he did. But that's a whole nother different podcast. We're just showing the human side to him. Then you would think that that kind of faith in God, that kind of communion with God, that kind of walk with God would eliminate all these problems that come along, you know, in life where people turn to their addictions. But it was going on back then, too.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we have to remember, too, that our mistakes can become insignificant through our repentance and obedience to God's word.
Mm-hmm.
By just stepping out in faith, saying, "You know what, man? God told me to do it. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it with faith."
Yeah.
You know, it has nothing to do with your works. Now, God wants you to do great works because of your faith, not to have faith because of your works.
That's right.
You know, and so doing great things for the Lord because of your gratitude and your for what He's done for you. Hey, man, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be like Matthew 5:16 says, you know, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That is exactly what we're supposed to do.
But you say, how do I do this? By the grace of God.
By the grace of God, mm-hmm. exactly. And by listening to Him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listening, praying, and stepping out in faith.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Saying, you know what? You know, there's a scripture in Psalms. It's in Psalms 20. It says, some believe in chariots and some believe in horses, mm-hmm. but we will believe in the Lord our God. That's stepping out in faith.
Well, and you touched on it too with Noah and through prayer as well. When we believe God's laid something on our hearts that sounds pretty crazy or not crazy, whatever the case may be, it's always about prayer. It's always about seeking Him through prayer, through mm-hmm. His Word, through confirmation. Is this really what you're telling me, God? I need to know. And that's the whole key here.
Yeah.
Your faith in Him, but you do have that relationship with Him to know, yeah, because me and Him are tight, and this is what I know I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And you go on.
You know, stepping out in faith, man, I'll tell you what, there's been many instances over the years and since we've been married independently and together how we've stepped out in faith.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We stepped out in faith to do what we're doing right now in front of this microphone, behind this microphone.
That's right. You know, we believe that God instructed us to do this.
We asked for confirmation many times.
He gave it to us. And so that's why we're doing what we're doing today.
But here's the deal. If you come from a works-oriented background like I did, I'd get an idea and go, hey, yeah, well, just go do it. And then down the road go, you know, something's not right here.
Yeah.
The difference between now is we do it in faith, but we check with God throughout the whole process just to double check. Yeah. Is this what God is telling us to do as opposed to just getting out there and doing it? And that was a very new thing for me years ago to operate my life like that. But yeah. I tell you what, when His grace is on it, things will just take on a life of their own.
It will.
And you're just, you know, leading it, but He's got your back. You just feel Him just, okay, because you're not trying to make it happen. You knew it was Him.
That's
and
true.
I don't ever want to go back to doing things like that again.
No, I don't either. I don't want to do anything without God's provision.
And grace.
And His grace.
Yes. That's how you know, through prayer and just checking with Him.
Right.
Have other people praying with you.
That's true.
There's wisdom in that. There's safety in counsel. That's what it says in Proverbs. Proverbs is a great book to read for the very same things that we're talking about.
Right.
Written by King Solomon, one of the most flawed but richest kings ever.
The richest king ever.
Yeah.
You're right.
So I personally think it's a good idea to take instructions from people who know what they're talking about.
Yeah. And, you know, people that, you know, that really seek the Lord,
yes.
you know, and would like to pray with you mm-hmm. about, you know, what's going on in your life and, mm-hmm. and what your dreams and hopes are that God has given you.
Well, and that's, again, why we're so big on mentoring.
Yeah.
You have that person that you trust with you, and you put things out before them, and they got your back, and they're seeing the big picture. They're not emotionally involved either. They can help you think clearer.
Yeah.
And see what's going on.
You know, I really believe, you know, God speaking to me personally, you know, that this is the year that truly stepping out in faith is going to be tested.
Mm.
In a good way.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way, you know. His way,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I believe in our ministry that we are stepping out in faith even more.
And we want the same thing for those of you listening.
That's exactly right.
Step
That's what we want
faith.
For you. Step
you know,
out in faith.
Not fear. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that again. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated.
That's right. And you know what? When you step out in faith, there can be a lot of fear.
Sure can, but fear is false evidence appearing real.
That's right. And so don't have fear. Have faith.
Right.
So you know what? I mean, there's only one way you can step out in faith. Only one way. and that's to give your life to Christ. You know, some of you may have given your life to Christ years ago, and you've walked away for some reason. Mm-hmm. Or there may be some of you that have been in church for a long time and just sitting in that same pew and realizing, my gosh, I've never stepped out in faith.
That was me.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some of you listening have never known Christ and don't even know what it means to step out in faith. Well, today's the day. You know, every single podcast we do, we are going to pray the Lord's salvation prayer. That's why we do what we do. Okay? Our prayer is that you will give your life to Him. Give your life to Him today. So please pray this prayer and know that you are saved by His grace. Lord Jesus, please come into our lives. Father, I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day, and because of the cross, you say that I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Lord, I want to step out in faith. Today is my first day to step out in faith by giving my life to you mm-hmm. and my heart. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, mm-hmm. amen. Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, know that you, if you prayed that prayer, that you are saved by the grace of God, by His mercy. Mm-hmm. And know that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Mm-hmm. And we'd love for you to email us at info@livingitup.org. Let us know. And we'd love to pray for you. And we'd love for you to start praying right now about this weekend, or maybe attending a church service and somewhere around your community. And when you go, if you would, ask them if they have a discipleship or mentorship program that someone can walk with you during this new exciting walk. And man, I tell you, I had someone do that with me. And it changed, you know, it helped change my life. Jesus renewed my life. But walking with this man and teaching me how to step out in faith is what helped change my life.
Right. Yeah.
So we encourage you to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a great time this has been.
That's right.
You know, if nobody else needed to hear it, we did.
Well, I'll tell you what, sure did.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, we want you to keep stepping out in faith this year because faith is what moves God to give you the success that you're seeking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, a little sidebar, as long as you're doing what, you know, He's called you to do.
That's right.
Okay, so anyway, enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your evening, whatever case may be, and keep living it up while stepping out in faith.
Yeah, while beginning again.